Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
GAA on News Talk is with Bord Gáis Energy, official sponsor of the GAA Hurling Under 21 Championship. Keep up to date and follow hashtag Hurling to the Core. And there were lots of club county championship finals on across the weekend. None more so than in Wexford in the hurling, which finished St Martin's 2-16, Ellert the Balla 1-9. A huge win for St Martin's. They're Wexford senior hurling champions. They beat Ellert the Balla. Ellert the Balla have won 10 of the last 13 county titles in Wexford, so they've been fairly dominant, to say the least. For St Martin's, it's a first hurling win in 10 years, and they haven't won many in their history. Long-time listeners will remember Gizzy Ling, his brother and Wexford footballer and St Martin's dual player, Kieran, is on the line. Kieran Ling, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Sure, yeah. Delighted to get over the line against Ellert.
Who were favourites going in? I have to presume, I'm not familiar with what's going on, the intricacies of Wexford senior championship year to year, but I presume it was the Balla.
Yeah, it was. Sure, the amount, I think they've won like 10 in the last 12 years maybe or something like that, so their reputation certainly precedes them in Wexford. We played one another in the group stages earlier in the year and we just came out on top in Enniscorthy, so we kind of had confidence going in, but they were the favourites. It's always good going into a county final with the underdogs tag as well. You know, it's a different kind of pressure, I think.
Yeah. And Kieran, tell us a bit about St Martin's, where it is, what kind of parish it is.
So it's Pearstown, Martin Town, between Rosslare and Wexford Town. And some great GA players down through history. George O'Connor and John Owen, Rory McCarthy, then you know, Quigley and Gizzy in later years, and Small Ireland winners back in the day when Wexford were winning regular All-Irelands as well, Shanks, Whelan and the like. So there's a steeped tradition of hurling in St Martin's.
And is it a big parish or small? I know it's a dual club.
It's quite a big parish, yeah. It's a dual club. We're in the senior football final this weekend against the Starlights, so we're attempting a double.
Right.
The football has kind of been more of a, the last few years more so, mainly myself and Dahi and a few, there was a good few before now, there was always football in the club, but kind of a crew of younger lads then have come up in the last 4 or 5 years and they're equally adept at hurling and football. It's just very natural to them to do both, so we have, I'd say we probably have 8-9 players in common on both teams. And then we have 4 or 5 who are specialists, we'll say.
Right. Because for St Martin's, before yesterday, the only senior county hurling championships were in 98 and 2007, 10 years ago. So this is a really... 2008, apologies. So this is a really big deal.
Yeah, huge deal, yeah. It was massive through the atmosphere down in the club. I mean, just the joy on people's faces. It was amazing to see, you know, people who I would, like, obviously have grown up in the club and people who I would have respected, and you just see the sheer joy on their face when you get in. It's really, they're the kind of things you want to savour after. It's not always easy because there's so many other distractions going on, but try and savour it as much as possible.
So I presume yesterday the great part, as you've kind of alluded to, is getting off the pitch or being on the pitch with the people that you've known all your life, that know you, that maybe have coached you at underage level and are now watching you fulfill the potential and the hours of work they put into you growing up. All of that kind of very deep-rooted, probably emotional stuff is going on.
Yeah, it is. And I think, it's probably, you know, the inter-county scene gets so much attention and it probably dominates certainly the national media. I know regional and within counties and everything did have their own media, but the national media would generally be dominated by the inter-county scene, whereas I think it's a bit more up close and personal with the clubs. You know, you've like myself and Dahi Wars would be a neighbour of mine. We were growing up together and you know, we won the club's first football title in 2013 together and managed to be on the team in 08 and now for this one, so we're coming along at a good time, Joe.
What's last night like then? Is everybody get together at the clubhouse?
Yeah, everyone just kind of congregated there. They had food for us and it's all kind of, normally we go to a hotel and have a big meal, but with the double perspective, double chance with next weekend in the football, who was kind of a bit handier. It wasn't flat out as it probably would have been if it was just a standalone final.
Let's not completely destroy our bodies was the message.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, do a lot of damage, but just not all the way.
So I know you're going into it, actually, funny enough, watch back the match now with the group. Why has it all come together this year? What's worked about 2017? Was there a deep resolve at the start of the year, or did you just pick up momentum as it went along, or what's worked about 2017 for you guys?
I think it's the maturity of our younger lads, to be honest. Like this, the management team that came in 3 years ago, Tomás Coll, yeah, Phil Murphy, Rory Quigley and Rory McCarthy, they kind of started us on this journey, and we sat down at the very start and they asked us, you know, what do you want to do? That's probably the perfect starting point. There's no point in us telling you what we want to do. Mm. And the resounding answer was we would love to win both. And I'm aware that probably seems, you know, a bit maybe arrogant to some people on the outside, but I think it's a great attitude to have from the youngsters as well, that they want to just win everything they enter. And most of these lads have, from, like, I think that the younger lads were there yesterday, have under 12 Premier all the way up to under 21 Premier, and then they got their first adult medal yesterday. So. Yeah. They've been highly successful youngsters, and we're just blessed to have the crop we have of them, really.
Yeah, because I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've read, there were 3 first-year minors lining out for St. Martin's yesterday, close to a dozen under-21s in the team. Like, you're definitely the old man from what I can see.
I'm the oldest, yeah, and 31 wouldn't normally be... Well, I don't think it's old, personally, but... certainly feel old when you're hanging around with 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds and trying to win things with them. But they've kind of... No, I don't. We'd no first-year minors starting. We'd 2 lads first year out of... So they're first year under 21 or whatever, first year out of minor. Conor Furman and Rory O'Connor, who've actually... I think they've... This is their second or third year. It might have even been playing, you know, when they were first year minor before the rule came in.
Yeah.
They're just special talents, the 2 of them. Conor's kind of a centre-back and Rory kind of a centre-forward, but they can play anywhere in those positions, and I would expect to be seeing them over the next 2 or 3 years at Wexford. Well, obviously, everybody knows about Rory already because he's doing magical things and scoring goals, and he's got a great reputation for himself. He made his debut at Wexford this year as well. So,
yeah.
But a bit older than them, then you have like Jake Furman, Aaron Maddock, and Joe O'Connor, and these lads who are now inter-county panel members. And it's kind of at a time where they're going to, I think these lads are going to take off. I mean, there was some consternation within the county over our under-21 county team being dominated by one side, but they're just that's good. How good they are, right. That's how good the group is.
And in part, is this a legacy in 96? Like, when you've got Rory O'Connor there, whose father is John, uncle is George, part of the 96 All-Ireland winning team, and obviously, like, what an amazing thing for St. Martin's to have George O'Connor knocking around. Is it a direct legacy? Can you draw that link with 96? And I presume the mayhem and love for GAA which sprung from that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, for sure. You just look at the impressionable ages, like we were, so I would have been 10 and Dahi 9, and, you know, 96 was a huge deal to us. Like, it was, you know, you were going to every match, you were a big bandwagon member, I suppose, and now we are playing with these lads' sons, and that's, it's funny talking to Barry O'Connor, would be George's son. He was actually saying this. He's actually a fantastic footballer, and he was saying, you know, that Wexford's run in 2008, he was at every game, and he was going off to league games. So it's funny how it comes around full circle.
Yeah, amazing stuff. As for the game itself yesterday, I know you scored a brilliant goal, which maybe was very much needed at the time. Elliott the Ballag got off to a really good start. They scored an early goal. It seems like it's a barnstorming last 20-25 minutes from St. Martin's, which gets this one over the line. Like, the result looks very clear-cut, a 10-point win. But you lads were in trouble early on.
It was nothing like that, to be honest, Joe. It was very tight. You know, in these county finals, when you're 4 or 5 points up and the game might be up, it's all of a sudden these points go over from all over the place. It was a very tightly contested match. We started, like, just the level of experience that Eilert have, they were so much sharper than us to begin. We were dropping balls and fumbling and slipping and just trying to do too much nearly. We were getting our own way, and a bit of quick thinking from Rory, we worked a little short free, we just came off and we got a goal off it, and I think we scored maybe 5-1 then after that. So we were going in having not hurled well at all in the first half, and we were going in 2 points up with a gale force win in the second half, or a strong enough win anyway. But we obviously knew with Eulert, you know, there's nothing done until you're the final whistle, because they're masters of, you know, getting late goals and beating teams and just seeing it out. They're very, very efficient and very experienced team.
Yeah. The plan for this week is rest up, and it's Starlights in the football final at the weekend. And I know you can't get too far ahead of yourselves, but I mean, if St. Martin's win that, it's the greatest week in the history of the parish.
Well, yeah.
Not to put the pressure on you.
No, well, I probably should have mentioned as well, our ladies footballers won their intermediate title, and our ladies Camogie won their first ever senior title. And our under-21s and minors are hopeful of being in doubles. I think they're in semi-finals or finals of both as well.
That's
so
fantastic. Am I right in saying Tomás Codds, your hurling manager's twin sister Marie, is managing the Camogie St. Martin's team?
Yeah, Maura. Yeah, Maura is managing the Camogie, and her daughters are actually on the team. Sarah would be one of the stalwarts of the team. I think she's fullback or cornerback on it. So they'd be steeped in Martin's history, the Codds.
Right, okay. So it's going well on all fronts then. How are you feeling about the football next weekend?
Yeah, feeling good. I'm still kind of processing yesterday, to be honest.
Fair enough.
This is what it's been like for the last 12 weeks. I think we've just been hurling football every weekend. So
right.
The first 2 days, so Monday and Tuesday, is basically just recovery, not doing anything, just trying to get your body back right. Some lads go for swim and some lads are trying to do a light bit of running, but then we get together Wednesday and you're turning up ready to go, basically. Yeah. You're ready to play at a very high level, very high intensity.
Because,
which is difficult at 31, I'll tell you. It doesn't seem to be very difficult for 21-year-olds to do it, but it's getting more and more difficult for me to do.
Geriatric is the official title for any number 30 now. Because I saw Tomás Codds, your manager in the hurling, making the point that it's not easy at the moment. Probably 15 or 16 of the panel are under 21, so 10 of that team will have played 20 games in 14 weeks. And he was saying, look, it's not County Board's fault. They have a very small time frame and it's going to be even worse, he said, next year. But that's what you're trying to deal with at the moment.
Yeah, and it's not really sustainable, I don't think, for them. I don't really particularly want to get too drawn into the whole burnout thing, because I think it's basically a lip service is paid to it. I don't think anybody really cares about it. They want to get the games played, and that's the most important thing within counties. And I think whatever way you look at it, these lads are going off to colleges and on scholarships and everything where they're going to be playing as well. So you could have lads playing, you know, two matches a week, and like our minors, for instance, are playing in their county semi-final Friday night, and we've two of them will be very close starting on the football team on Sunday. So it's a lot to ask of them as well. But it's not so bad, I don't think, when they're that age. I think like between 18 and 20, but I think after that, you really start noticing it. I would have done it throughout my career and played hurling and football, and I definitely noticed I got a lot more trouble from my hips and stuff when I was, you know, being pulled in both directions. It just, it does wear on your body eventually.
And is Tomás right when he says it will be worse next year? Because we're being told there's more weekends available for club action.
I was actually discussing this with Tomás. I think it was last week I was discussing it with him. I thought it would make it easier.
Mm.
And I'm not really certain. I'm not certain what the actual structure is going to be. I know you have the Super 8 coming in football. I'm not sure. I think if they're pulling it back, they're hoping to make more room for the clubs. But it's already, I think the way it's coming in is that April is going to be a club month. And
in theory,
that's kind of already what we do in Wexford.
Right.
We play four rounds of club championship in April.
Right.
Which is not ideal for our county teams to miss a month after the league. But that's how we structure, because we have to get the hurling and football championships played.
Yeah.
Some counties don't have that issue. But
well, that will be the case for everyone next year, April.
So we'll have a head start on that, I suppose. But it'll be interesting to see how many county managers. It was a bit of a sticking point with Banty and with any previous manager we've had, that they've come in and said, well, do you mean we train together for 6 months and then 6 weeks before championship we don't see each other for a month? That doesn't make a massive amount of sense. But what invariably ends up happening is the club players or the county inter-county players just ended up going to club trainings and then having to go to county trainings during the week as well. In fairness, a lot of strength and conditioning and there's a movement towards rest and looking after your body now, and most, especially at my age, you wouldn't be asked to do 4 and 5 nights a week, but you would feel that players who are trying to establish themselves on squads, they would feel the pressure to do it. They would feel they have to play with their club because they're not on the intercounty team per se. And then the other way as well, they'd have to, you know, be there with the club lads and going hard with them. So they do kind of get caught between two stools, I think.
They can't really turn around to Banty and say, look, you know what I'm capable of, Banty. You don't need to see me this week. They have to go all in.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. They're not in a position to do it, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? It's not, I mean, it's definitely a very valid point, and we'll certainly come back to it and maybe get your intake in on it as a dual player at some stage in the winter. Probably not the week for you to be worrying too much about it, I suppose. Rest up. Enjoy watching the game back with the hurling team. And then, well, I suppose most of you are involved on Sunday in the football. So good luck with that, Ciarán.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Joe. It's been great to talk to you on such good terms after a great day yesterday.
You mind that old falling apart body of yours now?
Yeah. I'll try and keep it together for another week.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Cheers. Good luck.
Bye.
Off the ball. On Newstalk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.